Good morning, America. Welcome to Inside the Real Truth podcast, season 6, episode 4. EVs are quite possibly the worst invention by man. I'm your host, Siddharth Chilperi, and today we'll be talking about electric vehicles and how they are revolutionizing the auto market, or so people say. Today we'll be having CEO of Tesla, Elon Musk, the CEO of General Motors, Mary Barra, and they will be discussing how their product is said to be eco-friendly when compared to gas vehicles. We'll also host Nova Southeastern students and get their perspectives on what they think about electric vehicles. With no further ado, let's get into it. Old automotive companies such as General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler, newer ones such as Tesla and Rivian are in the hunt to see who can make the fastest and most reliable electric vehicle to date. IER posted the Institute of Energy Research from their consumer reports electric vehicles have 79% more reliability problems than gasoline or diesel-powered vehicles on average. This shows that electric vehicles are not as reliable or environmental friendly when compared to a regular combustion vehicle. Up next, we will have the CEO of Tesla, Elon Musk, to share his opinions on the new Tesla's model. Hello, Mr. Musk. Thank you for coming on my podcast.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me. The pleasure is mine.
So, could you define an electric vehicle?
So essentially, an EV is defined as a vehicle that does not have the ability to be propelled by gasoline, but draws electricity from a battery with a capacity of at least 4 kilowatts, and is also capable of being charged from an external source.
So according to Instagram user Posta Pope Journal, the process of mining and the process of materials with electric batteries create a large carbon footprint. For example, the battery of the Tesla Model 3 can emit anywhere between 2,400 and 16,000 kilograms of carbon dioxide. In comparison, producing a 1,100-pound lithium-ion battery can emit more than 70% more carbon dioxide than making a traditional vehicle, which makes it less reliable and less eco-efficient when compared to regular gas vehicles.
Yeah, this issue has been brought up to our attention, but we're currently working on it.
Additionally, Hawkins stated in the comparative environmental life cycle assessment of conventions and electric vehicles, battery production contributes to 35 to 41% of EV production phase GWP, which is the global warming potential, whereas electric engines only contribute to 7 to 8%. That shows that batteries are the sole cause of this whole global warming issue due to the toxins being released when actually compared to the regular engine itself.
Yeah, I would like to talk more about it, but unfortunately this information has to be disclosed.
All right, I understand that. Also, another thing, like, EVs are not as reliable when compared to gas vehicles due to, like, if a problem comes up to it, how are you guys going to fix it? According to CBT News, it takes 25% longer to get an EV into a body shop than a traditional vehicle. And those repairs tend to take roughly 57 days.
Yeah, that's a great point, and I agree with your issue. However, I feel like this is a very incomparable issue as there's a lot of gas cars in the U.S., and obviously there's more gas cars than electric vehicles. However, in the future, we foresee that EVs will become more popular amongst the U.S. people. And as a result, we will build more dealerships where people who drive Teslas can bring their cars into these shops.
And that will solve the issue since there's no Tesla dealerships in the state of Michigan.
We're trying to make more deals in Michigan, and hopefully we can have more shops in Michigan.
All right. Well, thank you for your time, Mr. Musk, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Yep, you too.
Mr. Musk made some good points. Also, Tesla can't release some of their news, but according to Herlingberg and the Foundation for Economic Education, lithium-ion batteries are composed of harmful elements such as nickel, lithium, and cobalt, and copper, which are very dangerous to the environment. These elements are very critical when producing electric vehicles because electric vehicles on the road are not the problem to pollution, it's their production of batteries that's making them not reliable. Next up, we will have CEO of General Motors, Mary Barra. Welcome, Ms. Barra.
Thank you for having me.
So could you explain the thought process behind the ideologies of General Motors EV's future? Because according to the IEA, within the first 8 months of 2012, General Motors only sold about over 13,000 of the Chevrolet Volts out of the 9.7 million sales in the United States.
Chevy is meant for the common people, and so we believe the future is low-cost EVs. We made the Volt and Volt as just a test to see how the fan base would respond to it and what improvements we need to make.
Understandable. Could you also explain the risks surrounding the recall of battery fires of over 110,000 bolts from 2017 to 2022, according to the NHTSA?
We acknowledge that issue in our safety of our customers is top priority. As stated previously, we wanted to see the defects of our vehicle in order for us to know how to improve it in our future products.
Okay, I understand that, but then according to CBT News, it takes 25% longer to get an EV into a body shop than a traditional vehicle, and those repairs tend to take roughly 12 more days compared to a non-EV. Could you explain the how you guys are going to go about this issue?
We're working on making them more efficient and reliable in the near future, learning from our mistakes.
Okay, thank you for your time, Ms. Barrow.
Thank you.
So, folks, you can understand that electric vehicles are not quite where they should be right now, according to the CEO of Tesla and General Motors. And according to facts and consumer reports with environmental factors, EVs are not any better. Like mentioned previously, electric vehicles do help when driving around to reduce pollution. However, their battery production contributes to 35 to 41% of global warming potential, making it a major problem. So should you buy an electric vehicle due to it being eco-friendly? No, you shouldn't. But don't take it from me. Let's ask some students at Nova Southeastern University. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey.
So what do you think of electric vehicles?
I think they're good because they don't use gas and it'll help the environment with less fossil fuels burning.
Yeah, I agree. Since gas is a major fossil fuel electric vehicles don't need, I was thinking of getting one.
That is true, but what if I told you electric vehicles actually produce more fossil fuels than when in production than gas vehicles?
Oh my god, I wouldn't believe it.
Well, it is true. Electric vehicles actually are more eco-friendly when on the road. Their battery production consumes more fossil fuels in production than gas vehicles. According to the journal, industry ecology production can contribute 35 to 41% of EV production.
Wow, no way.
Yeah, also, according to the IER Consumer Reports, electric vehicles have a 79% more reliability problems than gasoline or diesel vehicles on average.
Yo, what? I did not expect that.
Yeah, automotive makers won't tell you that. They also won't tell you that battery cells in EVs present a danger of shock and battery blasts that have been reported in many EVs, such as the Chevrolet Bolt.
Oh my god, I wouldn't want to get a car that does that.
Yeah, those are not safe, nor are they eco-friendly. I think gas cars are better.
Hey, take it from the facts, not me. But thank you for coming on this podcast.
No, thank you for telling us.
So there you have it, folks. EVs are not any better than gas vehicles in terms of eco-friendliness or sustainability. Attention to all new car buyers out there to double think whether your thoughts of purchasing an electric vehicle or sticking with the old reliable ones like gas.